Hello, hello, guys. How's it going? Hope you guys are enjoying the rest, what's left of your day, rest left of your Tuesday. Yeah, right out of the gate, I wanna make sure I thank, you know, each and every one of you guys that tuned into episode one. Had over 150 listens, and to me, man, that was just that's amazing. That's 150 new people that may or may not have been ever exposed to, you know, what it is to know about, you know, autistic children, and that just that in itself is so worth it for all of this. And so yeah, I thank you all. Thank you all for your feedback. Thank you all for your, you know, your invites to your churches, and just thank you for your support, mainly, guys. That's the main thing, support. That's the most that I got out of this, is that I know that my family and my friends are supporting me and my wife in our mission here. And so yeah. Today, what I want to talk about is I want to get a little bit of a background of our kids. So yeah, our boys, Ethan and Aiden, were diagnosed at the age of 2. They were diagnosed at the age of 2 years old. Okay. And, you know, it wasn't overnight when we started, you know, just decided one day, hey, you know, we're gonna take them to get tested for autism. But it was, you know, it was about when they were about 17, 18 months. The boys had tubes put in their ears because they were having really bad ear infections, and just so happened, you know, during the healing process, we noticed a lot of regression. You know, before then, they were giving high fives. You know, they were just hopping off the bed and crawling away. You know, they weren't walking as of yet either. So yeah, and after the surgery, they were not able to do that, and it seemed almost immediately they lost the ability to do that. So mainly around like 18 months, we started seeing that regression, and you know, we were also told, you know, that it could be part of the anesthesia. It could be a side effect. However, we didn't want to just accept that and be done with it. We wanted to make sure, you know, there was no other underlining issue. And you know, so we spoke with our doctor, you know, the boy's pediatrician, and yeah, you know, he referred us to, you know, the behavioral specialist, and they're Driscoll, and we got seen. It took us a little while to get in, but we did get seen. But yeah, I mean, the days leading up to their appointment, it felt like the feeling that I felt was honestly something that it's hard to explain, because, you know, those are your kids, and you don't want anything to be wrong with anybody. You know, you want everyone to live full, healthy lives. But, and don't get me wrong, you know, my boys are healthy. My boys are, they are strong, healthy boys. They just so happen to have autism, and in my eyes, that makes them even stronger. Because of the things they have to endure every single day. They have to deal with so much throughout their lives that me, you, anyone would struggle with. And if I do say so for myself, my boys are doing a great job this far. So yeah, Yeah, Aiden had his appointment first. I remember it was December of 2016. They went in, they evaluated him, they spoke to him, and they tried to get a feel where he's at developmentally. And after, you know, all her notes and all her, you know, evaluating, she left the room, and I can't begin to tell you, you know, during that moment when, as she was, you know, grading her scores, my heart was just pounding and pounding and pounding, and I was pacing in the room for both of my boys. And you know, about 15-20 minutes later, you know, she walks in and she kind of breaks the news to us and says, yeah, I do believe your boys have mild autism. And just to hear those words, it was honestly like, it was like a, you know, being hit by a truck. And I remember leaning against the wall and just really just gazing out into the other side of the room, because it was a lot to take in. It was a lot to process. And you know, I was there, you know, comforting my wife, because, you know, it was a tough time, you know, hearing that both of the boys have autism. But at the same time, you know, we left there realizing that we were going to do everything we have to do in order to make sure our boys get the help that they need and that they deserve, really. So, you know, so the diagnosis was pretty much done, and they referred us to different places that we could get their, you know, their assistance at. And I mentioned in episode one, we sent them the card, and ever since, you know, the boys hit the floor running, and they're just doing great. And you know, all thanks go to God, you know, but just a little bit of that goes to the therapists that are, you know, making the effort and putting in the effort to you know, work with the boys every single day that they go. They go Monday through Friday. That's their job. They go 40 hours a week. You know, I fought. I had to fight my work and my insurance. And I proudly did that, you know, and I'm proud to say that, you know, I won. And I was given the opportunity to give my sons the help they need due to my company listening. And, you know, that in itself is a blessing from God. So, you know, and as we come home from the appointments, and I remember talking to our you know, my in-laws and my parents, and of course, you know, that's their grandbabies, you know, so it's hard not to take it hard. But at the same time, they knew that we were going to do everything we could and we can to make sure that, you know, our boys were given the best opportunity to have the best life that they can. And so, you know, to say that, you know, my dad had a little bit I would say not denial, but my dad, it was hard for my dad. And honestly, it was hard for all of us, you know, and like I say, you know, those are his grandbabies. So he doesn't want to see anything wrong. He didn't want to, you know, accept it or believe it. But, you know, he's definitely come to terms now, and he's definitely being the, you know, one of the best grandpas there is in the world you know, assisting us in molding these young boys and getting them ready for their life. My mom and dad have always been there for us. Hilda, Hector, my in-laws have always been there for us. Family members, the support, just the overall support that we've had since the boys were diagnosed has been overwhelming. And, you know, nothing, we've never asked, you know, someone of something and not gotten it, whether it's help, whether it's, you know, assistance, whether it's anything. You know, our family support has been there from day one. And, you know, and that right there is a beautiful thing for my boys, you know, and Sophia. It's just awesome. And, you know, there's nothing better than knowing you have that support in this long journey, because it's a lifelong journey. It really is. You know, there's nothing you can do, there's nothing you can take to make autism better. But, you know, there's things such as ABA therapy, and there's things that you can do at a young age if you intervene at a young age. It has shown success, and that's the point where we're at right now. And, you know, and honestly, you know, going back to having a little bit of, you know, denial, you know, I would be lying if I said I didn't have any. Just hearing those words, "I do believe your sons have autism," you know, it kills you. It honestly does. At the time, you feel helpless. But, you know, what I'm trying to get at here is, at that point, it's not about us as the parents. It's not about you. It's not about your wife or your husband. It's not about grandma or grandpa. It's about the children. So at that point, you need to be strong. And you need to do, number one, you need to accept what it is. Accept it for what it is. You know, your children have autism, your children have ADHD, your children have anything. You know, you need to accept what it is. And, you know, once you do that, you will honestly feel as if a weight has been lifted off your shoulders. And it's just... I can't stress that enough. You know, if anybody listening to this either knows or even has children of their own that you may suspect some sort of delay or some sort of maybe they have autism, if you suspect anything, don't wait. Do not wait. Get them seen, you know, get them evaluated, because the longer you wait, the less chance of success that you give them. And that's a fact. That is a fact. And no matter how much you don't want to believe it, you know, it's there. So, you know, you just have to be strong for each other. But most importantly, you have to be strong for your children. And, you know, if I were to tell you I never thought about it and teared up, I'd be lying. You know, it's hard. It really is. But just seeing the progress that my kids are making, it just brings a smile to my face every single day that we pick them up from therapy. And it's amazing. It's truly amazing. You know, going back to the support that we have from our families, that's another thing. You know, even if you don't have children that you suspect, you know, maybe somebody else does, and if you can offer the support that they need, whether it's just talking to them, or whether it's you know, hey, you know, I'll watch so and so, if you know, just go do, you know, go do whatever it is you want to do, you know, go, because you need to make time for yourself too. And that's not, there's nothing selfish about that, you know we're people, we're, you know, we need that time. But yeah, I mean, if you can offer that to somebody, you know, by all means, go for it. You know, that's the support that I'm talking about. That's the role that I'm saying that you can play in other people's lives. It doesn't have to be directly affecting you. You can step in and you can make their day, their month, their year 100 times better just by offering the support. And I mean, it's a beautiful thing, it really is. But yeah, and not knowing if your children will ever speak, not knowing if you'll ever hear, you know, I love you, Daddy. It's tough. You know, but every day I get up, I kiss my kids, I kiss my wife, and you know, I believe that what we're doing is gonna help. Most importantly, you have to do something. You know, you can't just sit there and hope things will take care of themselves. You know, that's like taking, you know, the 90s approach. Not too many kids were diagnosed with autism. It's just recently started happening. But yeah, I mean, you know, at 18 months, my boys eventually did start walking, which was, you know, a beautiful thing. It really was. I was at work, and I remember getting a video. And man, to say that I wasn't the happiest father in the world, to see them making that progress, that's an understatement. Is me being the happiest father in the world. That doesn't even begin to describe the feeling I had. You know, and it was awesome. So in closing, guys, I want to make sure that I'm being clear as I can about this. If you have children, or if you know of children, maybe they're your little cousins, they're your sister's kids, they're you know, however you know these children, and you suspect that they may have some sort of delay, or they may have autism, or anything, your best bet, and the child's best bet, is for you to speak up. Because a lot of times parents have a hard time coming to terms with things like this. And, you know, it may take somebody from the outside to voice their concerns, to voice, you know, respectfully voice their opinion, and just make sure they understand it's only because you care, and it's only because you want to make sure that the child has the best chance to succeed in life. But so yeah, guys, like I said, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in again tonight. I plan on trying doing this once a week, having new topics every week, and yeah, I really hope I'm making a difference. If you guys have any questions, suggestions, honestly, I'm open for anything. Feel free to inbox me on Facebook, or you know, any other way of getting a hold of me. Yeah, Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate to ask questions. You know, I'll be glad to answer them. So for now, gonna call it a night. Gotta wrangle the kids to bed. So I hope you guys have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your week. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one. See you next time.